Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Google Amateur Radio Club repeater on 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerlot Deck and Hill. This is informal net. The parties are welcome. Check in. Window without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. Break in any time. Ready emergency traffic. Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Buffalo, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. We're still looking for somebody to do Monday night. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. as dogs undone, so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echo link stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via echo link from Oneonta, New York. Good evening.
FDM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening from the central southern tier down here near Oneonta. I'm actually in the city of Oneonta, as I usually hide out my location. I was off the air for a couple days because my back decided to act up and I tried to lay low a little bit. So we have 59 degrees, about an inch and a half of rain here in the last 36 hours. So that system really kind of filled in that void of the rain we were behind on here for this year. Fortunately, I don't think we needed it all in one weekend, but yeah, we're going to make it along here okay. It looks like the weather's going to be a little bit iffy over the next several days, a little bit of back and forth stuff, and it seems to be cool for summer by any means, so that's not fun. But on that note, I don't see any other Echolink stations that have checked in behind me here, so I'll step back and I will monitor, say, 73, 82 FPM, back to net control.
Well, welcome back there, Kevin, and yeah, I was wondering where you were there last time. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service, and I'll now take calls from regular members again. KC2WY.
KC2NBU. Five AOW mobile, no traffic.
Alright, there's three. I'm going to jump to Bill first because he's mobile. And N5 AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I'm in a bad area, Jeff. I don't know if I make it through. I'm coming up on an area where I don't have signal, so let me pass on it and go ahead with the other guys. Back to net control, N5AOW.
Alrighty, well, you sounded pretty good from here, but alright, we'll move on and drive safe and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up? KC2WI. Well, I say the same thing I say on the last net. I would have really liked to get out of here Thursday night or early Friday morning and made my way up to Long Lake and went for a swim and whatever, camped overnight and then come back last night when it started raining. But I didn't. I couldn't. I had people coming to pick up the computer. And the weather just looked really bad, and I kind of slept a little late on Saturday, and I said, I'm not rushing. I'll decide what to do when I decide. and I did a whole bunch of stuff. I finally said, you know, even though it's a long drive, I'm going to go up there and see everybody, and I'll probably not stay there. I'll come back. Well, I didn't get there until, I think, 5 or something. And, you know, stopped in Old Forge and had something to eat, stuff like that. And then, of course, we had dinner up there. If you go away from that field day hungry, that's your own fault. And got talking with guys. Really didn't do any operating much. We were playing with one guy's computer and you know, another guy that was a computer guy up there. You know, he was kind of doing maybe sort of some of the stuff you're doing. And we got looking at this guy's computer and this and that and the other thing and talking and whatever. Next thing we knew was, it was about midnight. And, of course, by then it was raining pretty good. And I almost was going to get in the car and just drive back here, but it was pretty late. And I said, I'm going to be pretty tired. And I'll just put my tent up right here in the pavilion floor like, you know, the other guys did. But I'll put it on the other side so I don't hear them snoring so much. And I didn't put the fly over the top of it because it was under the roof. And, you know, that's better than driving to get back here too. And never really went to sleep. You know, between the rain is fine, but the wind was got blowing, and they had some tarps tied up, you know, to keep rain from blowing in on radios. And they were a little loose, and boy, they started snapping around. You'd swear the whole forest was falling down around you. And I should have just got up and started tying them down. But anyway, kind of got used to it. Just about dozed off. All of a sudden, it's light out, or so I thought. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and if some of the guys actually that didn't stay there, they stayed in the hotel in town. Here, you know, truck comes in. They flip on the lights in the pavilion. Start getting ready to do, you know, the fire going. They're going to cook breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I never really slept. And it was miserable there today, this morning. It was really windy. And it was cold and it was rainy. And we had fun talking. I don't think we did a lot of operating. But it, long story short, so, you know. Next year I know that what I'm going to do around field day is I'm making zero commitments on the Friday and the Monday. I'm just, you know, sorry, not available, you know, unless it's something that I'm going to make a ton of money at. But, so I ended up driving up there, you know, getting there, hanging out, driving back, kind of tired, not good weather to go stop and do anything, and I seem to do that a lot. Sometimes on a recreational thing like that where I'm going to something, and sometimes on a job where however it works out, I just can't take advantage of the fact that I'm going through somewhere. I kind of like to stop and do something or find a geocache or something anyway. But I had a lot of fun. Most of those guys I only see with Windows 10 in another Vista laptop and see how it worked. Anyway, that's the scoop here, KC2WI.
Funny, I've heard similar stories all around of you know, the rain and everything there messing up a lot of the field days. So, they have maybe a little bit of better spots, I should say, not better prepared, but they have better spots for them to get out of the rain more. And I guess that's part of it. Seems like every field day, if it rains or something like that happens. Anyway. Alright, well, glad you had a good time hanging out with everybody there, and we'll catch up with you later there, Pete. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 57 degrees up on the hill here. It's my 29th anniversary for Kathy and I today. And what else? Getting ready for our 40th year class reunion back in my hometown this weekend, and kind of excited about that.
All right, very well. happy anniversary there, and good luck at the reunion. That's 4 years. Well, that's a good time period going by. So enjoy that. Hopefully you'll see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time. All right, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Network. Thanks for checking.
Andrew, KPR Portable.
N2KPR, Rich, where you been?
Well, I was trying to check in here, Everlink, but I connected earlier, about 8 o'clock. I had no problems connecting. Then when I went to come back on again at the next party, couldn't connect. Well, I've been around, but my problem is my memory. I get working on something, and all of a sudden I look at the clock and say, oops, I missed it again. And last night, I turned on the radio probably, maybe 15 minutes, I think that was over. I even missed out 10 last night. So. It wasn't my night last night. And I was celebrating my birthday, but I ain't going to tell you what you do. I say I've been around long enough. 2 months or something. Back to you,
let's take you. Comment. Go ahead, comment. Yeah, getting working and forgetting. And that's what I did Thursday night. I decided it was kind of iffy, maybe it was going to rain. I got things to do. I'm not going to rush down to Boonville for the Trekkers run. And last Thursday of the month, I could check into the Eastern New York Aries Net at 8 o'clock, I think. Totally forgot about it until Friday morning. Oh, darn. That was last night. You know, so now I wait a month. But, yeah, do the same thing all the time. KC2WI. Yeah, I do it from time to time myself. And I'll forget. I'll be working on something here on the computer. I know I got to do the net. And then all of a sudden I look over and I'm a couple minutes late already. It happens to the best. Well, Rich, happy birthday there. 21 is a big year, I hear. So I'm glad you're finally old enough there so you can go down and get an adult beverage now. And, congratulations. And it's good to hear you here on the net. And hopefully we'll hear you again. I was just checking into the net there you used to go in on the 210 there, repeater. Checked in there a couple times here in the last couple days. They actually had a Saturday net during the field day, so I got to check into two of them there. And all them guys are still around, KBQ, MBQ, and all them. So it's good to be able to get up there to camp where I can finally reach that repeater and talk to all them guys. Alright, you have a good night there, Rich. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, we got up this morning at the camp, and we had kind of prepped the night before for leaving. We knew it would be raining and stuff, physical, so we loaded up the truck with a lot of stuff, and we cut the house in the camp. Cleaned up as much as you can the night before, and so we were able to just get up, make breakfast, and kind of beat on out of there quick. I think we were out of there before 10 o'clock this morning. And, got back here, and it was rainy and miserable, as everybody else is probably experiencing. Didn't do much. I watched a TV show. I fell asleep for a couple of hours, and then I watched some stuff I had recorded and tinkered around here on the computer. My brother's still in town. He's leaving tomorrow morning. He's hanging out here with the kids, and so that's about it. Getting ready to head off to bed here in a few minutes and get up and go to work tomorrow. That's all I have to report. All right, KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'm now closed the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. So I'd like to thank Kevin, Pete, Ray, Bill, and Rich for checking in. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
This This is KD2FPM. I will be clear of this repeater via Echolink. Thank you very much for use of the repeater and Echolink. Hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7-3. KD2FPM is out.
Yeah, 2 KDF.
Going to your station break. Happy birthday, Rich. 73 break. Net. KR2RA. And the that one, and I have one more to go at the moment. I think there will be more, but I have to get them on another night. So, end of that one, how'd you do?
Roger that one too, Jack. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Now, number 1886, routine. N2KKL, 10, Stockwell, New York, June 27th. Going to Rich and 2KBR break. Happy birthday, Rich. Hope you enjoy your special day. 73/88 break. Pauline. N2KKL. End of the traffic for now. How'd you do?
Roger all, Jack. Could you send a thank you back for me?
Yeah, sure will. I'll write a little message up, as I often do. Yeah, thank you very much. I hope you had a good day, Rich. And we get a lot of traffic on the net, so I'm going to love to talk for a while, but I really got to get back. Let me make one quick call here, and I'm going to scoot out. Any additional stations with or without traffic? Okay, thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated. Nice tune out tonight. Rich, thanks for coming in. Good to hear you. And catch you later. KA273 to all. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack, I'll pick up the rest of probably another night here. I'll keep you up.
Yeah, I suspect it would be one or two more, I would think, anyways. Okay, very good. Thanks. KA2ZZ.
And tell Ned I haven't heard his call letters often enough to know who it was. It surprised me until you said his name. That's your KPF.